W Mobile.
For HKX.
Patrick, how you doing on this fine Friday evening?
I'm still on the edge of the black hole, so give me just a few seconds and I should clear up.
Get too bad. I heard when the repeater identified, I figured he hadn't been on yet.
Thursday, KB4CBA.
This morning.
Started. There's nothing on. I can't get anything on 10, 12, and 15. 17, so let's see if I get that right. Anyway, I'm up to 30 meters and I finally found a good bit of stuff going on, so gosh. So I'll see if I can make a few contacts.
I have to learn that FT8 just so I can make a contact on 30 meters. I haven't made a contact on 30 or 12.
It's funny, my radio will not tune on 30. I don't know why. It just won't tune. But I can hit the stronger signals. If it's a weak signal, I can't get them. But on the other bands, it'll tune up. I don't know what it is about 30 meters.
At 40 and 20, you'd be able to get 30, right?
Good thing that. Yeah, I mean, it tunes on all the others, but when you hit the tune button on 30, it just goes click, click, and that's it. That's all you get. And it don't matter how many times you hit it, it's all you ever get out of it. So, but I've made a good many contacts on 30.
W.
Negative, Ghost Rider.
I need to learn it, but man, it seems... I just ain't got the ear for it, it don't seem like.
I don't either, and I being a musician, I've been told it's easier, usually, but anyway. But, I just, have other irons in the fire that are that's kind of on down the list, in other words.
Down the list where it doesn't seem like it ever makes it up to the top. Maybe one day when I retire.
That's just it. I am retired. And, but anyway, I have a lot, several interests that keep me rather busy.
Because when I retire, I still won't have any time. Hey, don't let us run you off, Patrick. KN4 TFW.
Let me get out of this black hole so I can hear y'all good.
Patrick, KB4 CBA. Yeah, I hit, yesterday, I hit 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. I hit 7 Japan, contacts in a row on 12 meters.
Station in there a minute ago.
Hearing those voices again.
I think they're on the radio and they're just all in my head.
Do crazy stuff at Kmart and they come over, you know, with the blue light special and we put our hands up to our ears and go, those voices, I'm hearing those voices again.
Those days, it's been a long time, though.
The day I was walking in, yeah, I'm tall, and I was walking in Publix over there on Wade Hampton, and they had a big old sign, metal sign, and up on a pole, and says, I walked by, I just slapped the heck out of it, and then I held my head like I hit my head. Well, there's a husband and wife. The husband saw me do it, the wife didn't. I had her hook, line, and sinker, and she was just all upset because she thought I'd hit my head on that sign, and I was apologizing, and my wife had dropped me off, and she was going, don't pay any attention to him.
Funny.
That one time in Columbia, and I had a guy, he crossed four lanes of traffic to come and across the street to see if I was okay.
One more extra time, didn't you? KN4 TFW.
It had been a decent time. It was before 5, and then I had to bandage my toe up, so get all that done before I can get everything else done.
Okay.
My nails, I went to the podiatrist yesterday and let them tear it all apart. It was a fun experience. I loved it.
Done that. Man, I tell you, when I was 18, I had a cyst under my big toenail, my right foot, and it was growing off the bone, and it came up to the nail, and then it turned and came out the front of the nail. And of course, I didn't know what it was, and they sent me to a podiatrist, and so he just got a pair of what I would call wire cutters or dykes, and just started cutting the nail back, and I mean deep back, not just a little trim. No sedative, nothing. I was just sitting there screaming because I mean it was extremely painful, but he wanted to get a good look at it. But they wound up having to do surgery, and he had to grind that off the bone. And I don't think the nurse had ever experienced that, and she was just grimacing the whole time, you know. Of course, I couldn't see what they were doing, but, and I was, you know, he had numbed all that, so, anyway, but it was just kind of funny watching her reactions.
He kept getting an ingrown toenail, and finally the doctor, he just snatched it off and fixed it so it wouldn't ever grow back.
Way of doing it, KB4 CPA.
Ain't crawl, just thinking about it. But similar what he had to do, he just got on the edge, and then of course he dented it up so it won't grow back right there. What Friday Eve, right?
Friday Eve. Friday Eve for Dave.
Every day is the weekend for me, you know. But hey, I put in my time, 40 years, 2 jobs. I think I deserve a little R&R.
Sunday.
50 years at BMW.
No problem.
Mother did 50 years of nights at the mill.
Imagine.
It was like that before she ended up retiring. Even after her husband died, she stayed on night shift.
I guess once you get used to it, you just stay there.
I think about going back to night.
I swing shifts at DuPont, and I like nights because there was no management around.
Like the benefit of night shift.
Can't do it. When the sun goes down, buddy, I'm ready to shut her down.
Before the sun goes down, don't you?
Roger that. Before you go to bed.
Your word for it.
Okay. Me and Susan had to wake each other up to go to bed.
light enough to go to bed.
Sleep when you say, was I snoring?
Well, as she gets bored, she'll fall asleep on the couch, and then she complains because she can't sleep in the bed.
Let me make sure I got it. If I fall asleep on the couch, then I gotta get up and take some meds, brush my teeth. Let's see what else. Floss. I do two different kinds of floss, and you know, and then I wear snore guards. I put that in. And by the time I do all that, I'm wide awake.
Exercise routine.
Don't understand. She said, I'm not waking you up on the couch anymore.
Rain all day. Do I need to take an umbrella in?
Look, it's supposed to be sunny throughout the day.
That's all.
Get that storm that come through last night? Yes, it did. About 3:00, 3:30.
Some of it here in Taylor's.
I heard it thundering in the distance when I got up, and the dog was hiding in the closet, so it must have stormed.
So it woke me up.
You're in elevation, you're just closer to the storm.
It is. I don't know, but I got up and looked out the window, and I couldn't barely see the excursion. It was raining so hard. It ain't 100 feet away from the window.
Down in Colorado at 8,400 feet. Man, a thunderstorm, that sucker seems loud.
Where it hits and it just kind of rumbles forever. Not really getting that bad. It rained pretty good one time before I went to bed, and after that, I don't know anything.
That rumbling thunder. Yesterday afternoon, it just went on and on and on, and it would shake the house, and it was interesting.
Father and daughter got hit by lightning at one of the spring training games, and they survived it.
Pat
broke his jaw, melted her necklace around her neck, and everything. When they got out of the hospital, they went back to mark the spot. Just another golf umbrella. We use a lot of umbrellas out here at work, and it's like, man, I hate to be using a metal one out there.
Well, around you, is it really going to matter?
And I see we got a lot of lightning rods and that, and I guess with all them flammables, you don't need to take a lightning strike, right?
This is on 290, are gouging these tractor trailer drivers. 510 for diesel. And I've seen it 560 something in other places.
Yep, I saw it at 4 something down over there at Highway 80.
Caught it yesterday for $4.54 a gallon.
For $5.
Doubled.
But
yesterday over in Brea for $4.54 a gallon.
How Truck Stops America and that pilot on 290 get away with selling it for $5, $5.10 a gallon.
Convenience of being able to get in there with those trucks.
Yeah.
I'd be driving by, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's probably because they know those freight haulers got gas cards and they accept those, so it makes it more convenient for them.
Gas is going up. Trailer drivers can't catch a break.
The other day there was a tanker. He sat in the yard. I know he sat there 4 hours with the engine running.
Go ahead.
Was.
Yeah, it just sounded like it was a double. Maybe I was mistaken. Might be hearing them voices again.
The sounds in the attic.
A couple of Connexes today. I guess we need an extra Connex out here at work.
We'll be pretty nice and cheap.
Different grades. Do you want one that's lightly used and it's air and watertight, or you just need a watertight one, or do you want one that's got a little bit of dings and bangs on it? 100 for the good one.
Footer or a 20-footer?
Yeah, it was a 40.
What are y'all talking about?
A shipping container. Like 8 of them on the yard that are, you know, used for spare parts and stuff like that.
How much cheaper than building a warehouse?
Warehouse planned. I mean, they're doing the planning. I don't know how many square feet they're adding, but I need to put a bunch of flammables in it, because right now we're kind of mixed in the warehouse, and the ones that are really flammable, we need to move out of the regular warehouse and, you know, put a foam suppression system in.
I am pulling in the parking lot, so I'm going to have to say 7-3. That way I can get on in here and get to this meet. So I hope y'all have a great day. Be safe out there on the road, and maybe we'll get to talk to you this evening. KO4CEF, and I'll be clear on y'all's final.
Hobble
your way
on in there, KO4HX.
73, Andrew,
KN4TFW. Easy, I'll take care of that, too.
Fee on one of those out of Greer to Spartanburg was $275.
Where you going with that?
I'm out of Greer to Spartanburg.
Can't be too far.
Fuel blend to the summer blend, because boy, my gas mileage jumped up about 5.
Thanks.
At the gas station I fueled up at, I'm up to 61.5. Boy, you got to put up with all them people honking behind you.
They behind you long either.
On 85, it's better to do about 62 and let everybody pass you, and then they end up in the wrecks, and I can see them when they're coming.
You on that? I generally don't run over about 60 mile an hour in this truck, and once I cross the state line, the speed limit is 65. But I just keep it down there where I'm at, let everybody go by.
People don't know what the on-ramp is for.
Here on 290, that either don't know where he's going or is just being a butt to people behind him.
You're talking.
Oh, yeah, you heard it. One was tailgating the other one, and he was taking his sweet time going down 290, and now the other one's taking off like a rocket. For HKX, you getting close, Ken?
Before I exit, KN4 TFW.
University right now.
4WWZ model.
Boy, the radio's sounding a lot better today.
What? Exit. Good morning, Jeff Shane.
And Dave, both in here, and me.
Good morning, Patrick, King, and Dave. My apologies.
The best of the best.
You about to fall back asleep.
Just copying the mail. I'm sitting here trying to make a few contacts on FT8 on 80 meters.
Ready to get to work and get my day started for a Friday Eve.
Here, I'm getting ready to get my day started also, but it's my Friday.
Yeah, Patrick, that's again. That's all right. Today's my Friday Eve.
I'm sure you enjoy that Friday Eve. Have fun with it.
Certainly. What's on the agenda for you guys, days 2, 10, and that's it?
I'm in my normal Thursday route over here in Greer.
So for me today, KN4CFW.
Bet.
Somebody doubled.
And Dave's probably jonesing to go play tennis. He hasn't got to play in a couple of days, probably.
I played two matches last night, about 3 hours. I'm feeling it this morning, though. But to answer your question, Chandler, this is David, KB4CPA.
David, I apologize. Nice to hear you this morning, David. What's your plans for today?
Oh, I have a real busy day. I'm getting my ears lured, and that's about it.
That sounds like it's a lot of work. Getting ears lured. You must have a mullet.
Look too good with a mullet. I don't have enough on top.
In front, hard in the back. You think you look good with a mullet?
I didn't copy that fan come on when you were talking.
Don't answer that, Patrick.
Patrick, I said, do you think David would look good with a mullet?
No, I've never met Dave.
Yeah, same here. I've never met him.
You ain't missed a thing.
I heard we'd have to look up to him, though.
Out of all three of you guys, who's been ahead on the longest?
About 82.
My hat's off to you, man. That's really cool.
Hey, guys, I'm going to have to say 73. I made it here in the parking lot. So you guys have an awesome day, Patrick, David, Chandler, and maybe I can catch you this afternoon. KN4TFW.
73, Ken. Have a good day. KO4HKX.
I hope you have a good one, KB4CBA.
Bruce 10, KO4WWC. Have a good one. If there's anything about the morning that I really look forward to, it's talking to you guys on the radio on the way to work in the morning. Makes my day.
Brightening somebody's day.
There you go. That's a good way to look at it.
Coming.
Must be glad.
I can tell you, nobody likes to see the tool guy coming because they owe him money.
Yeah, well, in that case, I can't exactly blame him.
What do you think? He's just giving them away? Oh, me. Well, you know, it's not a big deal. It's not like they're taking a, you know, chunk out of your wallet. They just they're more of a help than a hindrance.
The younger generation looks at it.
Come over there and slap them around a little bit. Yeah.
Don't need to slap me around.
I'm pulling into my first stop this morning, so I'm on a say 73s. Y'all have a good day and be safe out there, Chandler. And Dave, if you're out on the road, be safe also. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear on your final. 73.
All right, 73s. Patrick, and I hope you have a productive day. KB4CBA.
73, Patrick. Just KO Homer WWZ. Be safe out on the road, and I hope you have the best day ever. KO Homer
GC.
Chandler, ignore you. I'm doing some FT8 here, and I'm trying to concentrate on it right now. I'm on 20, and I've got several choices here. Spain, Germany, England, Canary Islands. I'm like a kid in a candy store.
Well, I can understand. I can't really talk on 80 meters and the HF and shit. I'll have to get my general before I can do that, but I bet it's fun.
Didn't think much about it when I first heard about it, but I tell you, once I got started on it, it's like, I wouldn't say it's an addiction, but it's a lot of fun, and I thought it would kind of, it just kind of leveled out, but it certainly hadn't worn off. I mean, the fun part of it, and so anyway, but it's not for everybody, and but there's doggone, there's so many facets of ham radio. You can just take your pick.
Correct.
What's your age? All I had was 2 meters. FM, that was it. For a long time. And I bought a used Linko DX70 HF rig, but I never got a HF antenna up, and it had 6 meters on it, and I put up a 6 meter FM antenna, and but it had a hum on 6 meters. So I wound up selling it. Well, I sold it when I moved into my first community with the HOA. Here's a little more laid back, but I think if I stick up a tower, he'd probably say something. But I've got one up. I've got a wire up in the trees, 135 feet. Long, and the only person that said anything was my neighbor behind me, but he's in another subdivision, and I just told him it was, he said, "What is that thing?" And I said, "Well, it goes with my security system." He says, "Well, is the crime that bad around here?" And I said, "No, it's not too bad." I said, "I just like to feel safe."
Hey, there you go. To be honest, I would have just told him straight up what it was, Although, I guess, probably wouldn't have been a good idea to do that.
If you're putting up an antenna in a HOA, you never want to use the antenna word. You call it something else. I don't know if you call that a little white lie, but it wasn't any of his business anyway. It wasn't on his property. And, heck, he's not even in my subdivision. He's in another one. So, what difference does it make? And it's not like you can see it. I mean, especially now that the leaves are coming out.
Very true. You're definitely right about that. Yeah. I hear HOAs are pretty picky about who they let, what they let you do in regards to ham radio.
And there's guys that are a lot better at it than I am, but there are stealth antennas. Like, I've heard of guys using their gutters. You can use a satellite dish for 2 meters. The list just goes on and on and on. And, you know, they'll let you put a satellite dish on your house, which to me I think is uglier than a, you know, a vertical antenna. You can't hardly see a vertical antenna. Anyway, that's just my opinion. But you can put up a TV antenna for the air TV, you know, that they had to bring back. And and it looks like a beam, you know. So, you know, what's the difference? You know, it doesn't make any sense.
And I was, my mom was about to get rid of a bunch of old coat hangers that she said weren't no good when we was hanging up clothes. And she's about to throw them out. I said, hey, mom, wait a minute. Hold on, stop. She says, what? She said, don't throw those away. I can make antennas out of those. And she's like, okay. She hung them up in the closet. She's like, I can't promise the alloy metal, but some of them might be. I said, that's all right. I'll figure out what I need, and I'll get rid of what I don't.
Imagine coat hangers would be good. You get them straightened out real good. They'd be good for radials. So, you know, if you're making your own an antenna, and a lot of them are really simple to make, and you can get everything you need at Home Depot or Lowe's. We call those the antenna stores.
There you go. Yeah, I know. I just spent $71 on getting an antenna mask situated from Lowe's. Not done spending.
A 10-foot section of fence, a railing that goes across the top of a chain link fence. And if I ever put anything up, you know, that I can clamp to that, that's what I'll use. It should still be hidden behind my house. But those work real good. And if they're the right diameter to put those clamps around them, and clamp down on your antenna to hold it in place.
The former WWC for ID with KN or KD4CDA. Yep. Yes, sir. I actually got a base station put up a few days ago.
For you, I was using an old 2-meter rig that was a mobile rig that was in the, probably built in the 90s, and it finally bit the dust. I bought this is a mobile rig, but it's ICOM 2300, and it goes up to 65 watts, which I don't think I'll ever need, but I like ICOM radios. I've used some other ones, but I'm more impressed by ICOM than any of the rest of them. I'm not saying anything bad about the rest of them. I'm just saying I like ICOM the best.
I understand. The rig I'm using here in the corner is a Motorola Nextrack. And then in the house, somebody donated a Yazzie FT-1802 generator. And I'm using that in the house. I'm just going to say, I think Yazzie is pretty good. I like the ICOM 706 Mark II. I had the chance to operate one of those, and I enjoyed it. However, I think from what I hear from the
grapevine, a lot of people said I should use a gas meter. And so far, I don't disagree with them.
I looked at the Semo for several years, just, you know, dreaming, and, but now, you know, I'm in a position where I can actually purchase a radio, and, so I got the 7300, and it's been out about 3 years, I think, and, or maybe more, I don't know, when I got mine, but I tell you, it's all the radio I think I'll ever need.
Isn't that just an HF radio?
It's 6 meters through 160, and, you know, all modes, so, and it's got a touch screen, it's got a spectrum scope, you can look at your SWR, there's just all kinds of little adjustments you can make to it, and you know, customize the even your microphone, the bass and treble, and there's just tons of things you can do to it to, you know, make it your own and make it sound the way you want it to. So it's just a great radio, and you can, it's got the waterfall, so you can see the, you know, when you're on a certain band, you can see all the signals. You don't have to go hunting around for them blindly, and you know, it's just a great radio, and it's not difficult to operate as far as, you know, maneuvering around to the menu and stuff. And there's stuff that I don't know much about on still, but you know, that's half the fun, just, you know, learning about it as you go. I've looked through the manual, but it doesn't give you everything that I think you have to. I mean, it's a thick manual, but I think you have to print the rest of it out online.
That I'm gonna have to step out and get on the side with you, and if I got to go in the office here and grab what I need for the bus, and then get ready to go on the bus. So I'll talk to you later on down the log. Thank you for the QSO, and I'll be clear on your phone.
Oliver, you have a good day, and good to talk with you, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again soon. 73s, and